and they were kept up by each section of road would be turned over to a road overseer. Some farmer would have a certain section of road, and they either had to work the roads or pay, and most of them preferred to work the roads rather than pay. So he would turn out on a certain, go out and summons the hands, as he'd call them. The day before, he'd ride around over the different places and summon so many hands to be at a certain place, and they'd get out there with mules and scrapers and shovels and try to fix the old roads up. But generally, left them in worse condition than they found them. A pile of mud up the middle of the road and you get stuck. Well, there were no roads. I remember when there wasn't a good road in this country. Of course, then they conceived this idea of graveling the roads, and they graveled them then, and that's the way they started, with the gravel.
And the next stage would be?
It's the blacktop. Concrete roads.
This old 45 must be a pretty old road, isn't it?
One of the oldest roads in this. You mean the old 45 to Columbus?
Yes.
Yeah, that was graveled at one time. And I remember when it wasn't graveled, there's a section up there called Joe's Creek Swamp. You never went to Columbus without first finding out the condition of Joe's Creek Swamp Road. You'd get stuck and get in there. That was a bad section of road.
There's a fire tower up there, and the concrete is really given away. I wonder what caused that. Maybe that's Joe's Creek Road.
I don't know. That settles.
It looks to be an old road. Different kinds of items on the farm, something like this that you put a log in to saw.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, we used a buck saw in sawing. What did he call that? I know what you mean.
Or the thing like, yeah. Like this, perhaps.
You put your log in there and sawed it. You know, I forgot the name of that now. But I remember sawing the logs.
The thing that's sort of an A-frame, used two of them, carpenters used two of them, put a plank across to saw.
Well, a sawhorse, they call it a sawhorse.
That's the A-frame.
Yeah.
And the other, did you call it a buck or a rack?
Rack, as I remember, it was called a rack, I suppose. I'm sure it was. Of course, you had burnt firewood all together in the fireplaces. And of course, in the summer, the hands would cut up cords and bring up, you know, and stack it for winter. And mostly use axe. Of course, they use cross-cut saws to cut down the bigger trees. One on each end of the saw, and it sawed up into lengths for the fireplace. And that was stacked during the summer so it would be dry by winter. Great stacks of it out in the yard, you know, getting ready for winter. And my grandfather used to pay 50 cents a cord to have it cut.
You did measure by cord?
Yeah.
Did you have any other way of measuring? In other words, was it wood that you measured by cord, was that stove length?
Well, now, it was two different kinds of cords, stove wood and firewood. Now, the stove wood was made the same way, 8 feet long, 4 feet high, and 4 feet wide. But they got more for cutting a cord of stove wood than they did for cutting a cord of firewood. As I remember, I think he paid maybe $1, $1.50 a cord. But that still had to be 8 feet long, 4 feet high, and 4 feet wide. That was the stove wood. And it was cut and corded the same way. Of course, they knew what length to cut the stove. Wood had a wood-burning stove.
When somebody would build something in a farm, he really wasn't a carpenter, it might be kind of not too professional job, he'd say, well, it doesn't look too good. He's just a, what kind of carpenter?
Jackleg.
Jackleg. I was wondering, did you ever hear that applied to your lawyers?
Oh, yeah. It applied to everything. Jackleg preachers, jackleg lawyers, carpenters, jackleg bricklayers, anything that's an amateur, wasn't an expert, was referred to as a jackleg.
It was a kind of a joke then. It was not.
That's.
Mentioned the grind rock. How about a smaller stone or rock like this that you would.